Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hello, everybody. This is Dub Knight, you see. The Dub Knight Matter Part 2 is out. It was one of the hits that I released to the public over the years, and it encompassed all the songs, you know, like I Really Want to Be With You. You know, I Really Want to Be With You. And it another song, a new song that was on the Dub Knight Matter Part 2. It is Is I Want You. I Want You is on here. Well, I Want You is a song just like I Really Want to Be With You about love. Children. And that's an important message I like to relay when I do these shows, because I've written my songs in a way that is universal. I don't say in my songs, boy, girl, and I don't say boy, boy, or et cetera. I've written it in a way where everyone can relate to each of these songs and the shoes of what the song message is about. In other words, my songs don't discriminate. I bring that up, and I've been bringing it up lately because there's been so much stuff in the media about discrimination, you know, like Asian Americans. Asian Americans are just as equal as anybody. Again, we are all God's children, no matter where we come from. No matter if we're black or white or Asian or Latino, straight or gay, we are all equal. And that's why I write these songs. And then those songs that I just play for you, like I Want You, and I really, you can hear it on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. Here's another one that I released last year.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Finding the right fit. While general love is the most powerful instrument on this planet as far as expression, and to write about love is surely a great thing for me. And, you know, the important point I like to make that is that with romantic love, it is important to find someone, a two-way street. And that's what the emphasis on that song, I really want to get to know you. And I really want to be with you, and I want you. Because the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is on Deezer, it's on Spotify, it's on iTunes. And, you know, my emphasis or approach is to tell you, it's up to you. Just please keep an open mind. And, you know, you can listen to it for free on Spotify or you can buy it. And it's all for you. And the Dove Night Matter Part 2 has two sides. While it's mostly a pop album, it has a side about love, you know, as you heard those songs, pop, love, but it also has a side about overcoming adversity. There's a song called Outcast, which I don't have. I perhaps in the next podcast I will. It's, that's, you know, overcoming adversity or feeling alienated. Like, I felt alienated by a lot of people because people didn't give me the time of day or didn't take me seriously as an artist. But the important point I wanted to make is that I take myself seriously. And that's where it is. Here is Unique.
My famous, the rest of the company, they have been
That is unique. Yep, that is unique. Unique is about, as I mentioned, being judged. It's about me trying to, my dreams when I came out here to Hollywood at such a young age, had a suitcase down to LA and obstacles to make it in Hollywood, and then and still believe that I can do it. And I still do. It's all about belief, no matter what age, size, no matter. Just believing and making an effort at it is all what it takes to be truly empowered. And the other one, adversity. And you notice that I play pop and then I play a little rock and roll. Yes, when I initially started in music, I was a rock and roll artist, singing and so on. So you can hear my roots. Here's another one, tragedy.
Trying to make my dreams come true in Hollywood, and that was a big obstacle.
and I was going through so many issues. So I've written about it because the situation that was going on with me was trying to find thyself. And an important part of that is self-love. And self-love was so important for me because I was told so many times in the music industry that I just simply didn't have the, I couldn't write, I couldn't sing. And I still get that sometimes, but I don't believe that because as an artist, I have to branch out. Because the truth is, I know I can sing and write and do all that. And to know that, to be positive and to do things that could enhance myself. And people thought I was going to be a tragic situation, but I wasn't. I mean, because the truth is, I tried to do the right thing. I was not involved in no drugs or did anything that will make me truly or the probability of making me a tragedy or hang around the bad people. It was just the adversity of despair and the ability to just continue to go for my dreams. But be realistic, you know, because I went to school and I worked and I'm still doing things. But the important point is that the song is about tragedy is not what I am. Because we're all born to be winners. We're all born to be positive. And I think that the in-depth focus of why I write songs like that was in order for me to be healthy and to do the right thing. The point is that I need to address not only the good things, but also address what's ever going on, any darkness, to eradicate the darkness in order to truly see the light. In other words, I had to face the problems by confronting them so I can heal and feel good about thyself, as opposed to pushing them under the rug and just hoping that they disappear. Because if I push issues under the rug, they will not disappear. So that's an important part of being healthy. And I chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo all the time. And, you know, as a Buddhist, and that really helps me stay healthy by chanting and being a Buddhist. You can see in my video, I really want to get to know you, that me, I was, you know, in a video with the sunglasses, right next to me was in the room where my Gahanzan is. So I am very spiritual. But I believe that love conquers all, and self-love is so important. And while Buddhist chanting has helped me, whatever religion, whatever choice you believe that can help you deal with what's going on in this planet, then go for it, because it doesn't matter what religion it is. Because if you find self-love anywhere and it truly doesn't hurt, then that's good, because love transcends everything, transcends all boundaries, all religions, etc. And that's the one reason why I write about love. But also, in order to truly be empowered and to be healthy, I must confront and talk about whatever little darkness to eradicate it or get rid of it from my system in order to be healthy. And that's how things are, you know. So, you know, tragedy is not what I am. It's just belief that faith will move mountains and things will change, because things will change. And that song is on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. And all these songs are available for you. You can listen to it on Spotify, Deezer, etc. You know, forever and through time, it's about love, wanting to fall in love, be in love with somebody. Because romantic love is one aspect of love, in my opinion. Because the truth is, in order to really fall in love with somebody and stay in a relationship, I have to love myself. I really believe that is the truth. If I love myself, then I can love someone else. And that is it for today. If you are interested in any of my music or in have questions about my podcast or me or anything, you can contact me at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter. You can, you know, I have a Facebook, Dove Night, Facebook, you know, D-O-V-E. It's spelled K-N-I-G-H-T on Facebook, but it's really My name is Dove Knight, DoveNight. You can contact me on Twitter. And thank you for listening, whoever is listening to this podcast. And as the saying goes, may all your wishes or dreams or whatever makes you happy come true, like I hope I or my dreams come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And one of my wishes did come true, seeing that vaccine for COVID, being positive, and staying safe. And may God bless you all, no matter where you go, where you are, because we're all God's children. Good day, good night, and Dove Knight.